SBS.
O SBS.
SBS.
O SBS.
SBS Radio.
Gisteren was het Australia Day en voor Steve de Cruyff uit Byron Bay dubbel feest, want hij kreeg een OAM. Een Australisch lintje voor verdiensten aan de mijnindustrie en zijn vrijwilligerswerk in Mount Isa. En alhoewel Steve een mooi klinkende Nederlandse naam heeft, spreekt hij geen Nederlands.
Steve de Cruyff, a beautiful Dutch name.
My father was a Dutch immigrant that came to Australia in the late 40s and he came from Indonesia where he was fighting for the Dutch army there. And when they were removed from there, he came to Australia on a 10-pound scholarship or whatever it was in those days.
Yeah.
And he had a background in engineering and he got a job in the mining industry and worked most of his life in the mining industry.
Mining seems to run in your blood then. Did he come from an area in the Netherlands where there were mines?
No, his father was a commandant in the army in Holland. So he came from sort of military background, I guess, or family background.
You trained as a geologist?
I don't have any formal training, so I've sort of worked as a geologist and I've worked as a mining engineer and in more previous time, I've been managing large mining operations.
Well, you've been awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia, the General Division, for your service to the mining industry and to the community. And could you tell me a little bit about the mining industry, maybe the bad situation it finds itself in today?
My background has been in base metals, so that's mining primarily things like copper and zinc and things like that. And my background comes from a small city in northwest Queensland called Mount Isa. It's a very famous city for mining. Mm-hmm. Has survived many mining cycles and will continue to do that, I believe. We're now in probably one of the worst mining cycles we've seen globally, but still the operations continue in that area. And as you're probably aware, copper is a metal that's very hard to be replaced, such an important metal to modern society. And so I have been proud to be able to represent part of that industry and continue to mining copper in Queensland. So it's been a great revenue producer for the Queensland government and also for the communities that work around the mining operations. My involvement in the community was quite high because I'd lived in Mount Isa for most of my life. And so I was very close to the community and knew what remote communities were lacking and what they needed to make sure that they could continue to flourish in a very remote area.
Sometimes it's hard to comprehend what life is like in these mining towns. I mean, we hear a lot of people committing suicide because it's too lonely. How do you feel about that?
Oh, look, I have mixed emotions on that. One of the things that I tried to do in my career was because Mount Isa was set up as a mining town, there was very little fly-in, fly-out workforce, so they were all resident workforce. And so we promoted that as a company to ensure that we could maintain that family environment so that people didn't have to travel thousands of miles to go to and from work. So that's another thing that I'm quite proud of, is trying to maintain that established community.
How do people amuse themselves in Mount Isa?
There's many things to do. The Gulf of Carpentaria, which is the ocean to the north of Queensland, is a very good fishing area. So a lot of people would go fishing on weekends. It was still a 400-kilometre drive, but people who live in remote areas don't worry about distance. And so there was a lot of that. A lot of sport played in Mount Isa. So, you know, football and soccer and rugby league is very, very important to the community as a game. Tennis, swimming, some golf. Mm-hmm. So Norman came from Mount Isa, was born in Mount Isa. So the shark.
Yeah.
He actually comes from Mount Isa. Pat Rafter was a famous tennis player for Australia. He comes from Mount Isa, was born in Mount Isa. So there's been some very prominent sports people come from Mount Isa.
They breed them tough there, obviously. If you have to drive 400 kilometres to go fishing, you need to be tough.
Yeah.
You are retired?
No, I'm not. I still work in the industry as a consultant. I also run a coffee business. My wife and I have a roasting coffee business, so we roast only Australian-grown coffee.
Homegrown,
So that's our niche market, and we roast many different blends, and we're quite an established company in northern New South Wales. So around Byron Bay, which is a very iconic town, and our coffee brand is Nocro Ridge. Knock on the door, Knock Row Ridge Coffee.
And did this sort of start from a hobby?
No, my wife has always had an interest in coffee and how it's grown and how it's roasted. And so she actually bought the business off an elderly gentleman who was retiring. He started the business back in 1992 and had established quite a reasonable business. But was getting too old. He was over 80 years old and he just wanted to retire. And we found the business on Gumtree, and we didn't realise at the time, but it was diagonally across the road from where we lived.
Well, that was nice and near. You didn't have to go far.
We moved all his equipment over to our place and we set up a roasting house on our property. We have a small cattle property.
I thank you for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day on Australia Day. How is this being celebrated?
I'll probably celebrate it with family, I think.